Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Proposition P would increase the county sales tax by half a cent, the proceeds of which would be applied to the needs of law enforcement in the county. More than half of the anticipated $80 million in annual revenue would go to the county PD. The rest would be distributed among municipal departments. With me in studio is St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger, a Proposition A proponent. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're a CPA, so I guess these numbers all add up for you.
They certainly do, yes.
Make your best case for the Proposition P.
You know, first I have to say that Prop P for St. Louis County is transformational. And it's transformational in a number of respects. The things that it will allow us to do and the things that, you know, we certainly don't want to count a tax before it's passed by any means, but the things that it would allow us to do in St. Louis County are very important for a number of reasons. First of all, it would allow us to have more officers. And the general idea behind all of these things that I'm going to talk about is this is a measure that will keep our officers safe as they keep us safe. And these things will greatly add to public safety, both in a direct way and in an indirect way. So adding more officers, our plan is to add about 110 more officers to our force. This would allow us to do two officers to a police car. And with two officers to a police car, a number of things happen. Number one, we're able to have much greater officer safety on the street. We're also able to have, to a much greater degree, community policing, where our police are actually able to make their way into the community safely, able to engage in a more meaningful way with our public and with those that they serve. And they're doing it in a safer way and in an environment where a real conversation can take place. And this is all sort of, you know, very much synergistic. It will also allow us to increase pay so we're able to attract and retain the very best officers that we can.
This is for the county police department we're talking about now.
This is for the county police department.
This would not necessarily apply to the munis.
Well, you can say that it would not necessarily apply, but we have had conversations with the vast majority of the municipal departments through our police chief or through myself directly. And these are all the things that I'm mentioning. You know, these are sort of the consensus things that the various departments have talked about what they want to do with the money that they receive. So, I can only speak for myself, but as you said, we're receiving, you know, the majority of the money. You can find some comfort in knowing this is where this portion, that $46 million of the $80 million, will be going.
Yeah, not to interrupt your flow here,
sure.
But I want to be sure that the remainder of that $80 million, $36 million, whatever it is, goes to the munis.
Yes,
is it dedicated to police departments?
Yes, it is.
Can only go to police departments?
Yes, it's dedicated to police and public safety. So it's a dedicated sales tax, and that's something else that I think is really important to talk about, both for the county and for the municipalities. It's dedicated, so it can only go for those things. In the county particularly, it will go into a particular fund. We have an online portal where expenditures are shown in real time, basically real time. And it's an extremely transparent process. And it will go into a fund that is dedicated to law enforcement, you know, police and public safety, and it will be spent for that and only that.
Who manages the fund?
The fund would be managed by, you know, by the government. I mean, it's the police department. The budget is done through St. Louis County proper, and the St. Louis County Police Department is one of the departments, within our county government.
While we're at this particular point and talking about adding to the police department, we have an email here from a Tom who writes, there's nothing in Proposition P, or either the ordinance or ballot language, that requires additional police officers. So why was this not included in the proposal, which your office drafted, he says? And how can you expect voters to support a proposal when there's no guarantee more police officers will be hired?
Well, the essence of the proposal is to have a half a cent sales tax, and I believe that's Tom Sullivan. how did I know that? How did I know that, Don? But I believe it's Tom Sullivan, and Tom is somebody who's a regular at our county council meetings. And really, the premise of his question, I would challenge that to begin with, and that's that the proposition is there to provide for police and public safety, and each department is going to have different needs with that regard. And this is a county-wide tax. So it's not as if the county is trying to speak for those municipal departments. I'm telling you, as I sit here, that this is where we're going to spend the money on additional police officers. And each department may differ as to how they utilize that money. But I'm telling you that the consensus is they would like more officers. They would like better pay. Two police officers to a vehicle is really, you know, what these are the top three things. And then modern equipment.
Every vehicle, by the way, they get two police officers in every?
No, yeah. There would not be two police officers in every vehicle. In that case, we would be talking about probably a 5 cent sales tax, which we, of course, would we have to be realistic. And we do realize that there are limited resources. All of us have limited resources in the public. And the government has limited resources as well. And therefore, we have, you know, we've made a request to the public that I think is reasonable. It's a half cent. So on every $100 purchase, you're talking about 50 cents. On a $10 purchase, it's a nickel. So and that's going toward public, you know, our public servants, our police.
Yeah, some of the critics of Proposition P say that this is going to push the sales tax in some communities at 10% and even a little higher.
Well, and let's talk realistically about that. And I think that maybe one of those individuals might be looking at me right now in the other room, in the anteroom. In St. Louis County proper, so unincorporated St. Louis County, the sales tax rate is 7.113. We enjoy a relatively low sales tax. Okay. And, we'd like to see that as low as possible, but it's relatively low throughout the nation. In incorporated areas, it is just slightly higher. The vast majority of our municipalities are in the 8% range. There are a handful, and I mean literally a handful, maybe I'm going to estimate this. I think it's two, but I'm going to say it's three just to be conservative, mm-hmm. that are at that 9% level. Mm-hmm. So you have 90 municipalities, three of which are at that 9% level. Now, some of the municipalities have very small districts within the municipalities, like shopping centers, that have what are called transportation districts or community improvement districts. They're very small. And in those cases, they might already be at 10, and there might be five of those in the whole county. But once again, those are shopping centers that have chosen to have those community improvement districts. So there are really only, quite literally, a handful of municipalities that are at that 9% level. The vast, vast majority are at the 8 or the 7. And, you know, it's just not – that's just not the case, and that's from actual raw data from that I've looked at myself.
What is the formula for distribution to the municipalities?
The formula for distribution to municipalities is done on a population basis. So the municipalities with the largest population get the most money. So it ranges from 2.6 million in Florissant, comes down to about 2.3 million for Chesterfield, and then goes down from there because those are the two most populous. A place like Champ that has approximately 13 mm-hmm. residents gets about $600 or so. It's a low amount of money.
Is that a fair way to make the distribution? Again, there's been a lot written about this, and some critics say, well, you know, Chesterfield gets $2.5 million or whatever it is, and a Pagedale or a Wellston or some of these places get a lot less, but they need it more.
Well, in some cases that may be the case, but in most cases, the population tends to dictate need. You know, I mean, you would think that with a higher population, your public safety needs are going to be greater. Now, just for the record, this is not something that we chose. This is something that came from the state statute that authorizes the tax. Mm-hmm. And that's important to note, I think. You know, we have limited vehicles in order to achieve the objective of trying to get more resources for our public safety officers, for police officers. This is basically one of two. We also have the property tax route. You know, the county only really has two main sources, which mm-hmm. are property taxes and sales taxes. Property taxes, I think, would be a much more, you know, onerous tax, obviously. And I think people feel that their property taxes, and I feel the same way. I think they're high already. But this is a situation where we can achieve this through a consumption tax, which allows visitors to essentially pay for public safety as well. And we all, you know, we have that as an option.
Salaries would also be added to if this passes. $46 million is a lot of money. $80 million is a lot of money, but is it enough to do everything you want and still have any kind of a meaningful salary increase?
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah. There is enough there with the way we have it planned that we can have a meaningful salary increase. And one of the problems that we had in our department and that we have in our department is we're losing officers because of the ability to pay them more. So it's really an officer attraction and retention, and there's also a very healthy minority component to this as well. We are working toward a police force, and I think this will greatly enhance this and help us in this regard. That looks like our population. We want it to be demographically, at least demographically consistent. We think we can do better than that as well.
We have an email here from Madonna, who's writing, I think is probably inspired by events in Ferguson a couple of years ago. She says, will Proposition P increase the militarization of the police via the purchase of more military-style weaponry and equipment?
No, that's not the purpose of Prop P. You know, and coming out of Ferguson, you know, one of the things that and I was not the county executive during that time period, mm-hmm. but was there certainly for the aftermath and the rebuilding. And one of the things I've done is had quite a bit of community outreach in that community and in other communities as well. And the call is for community policing. Mm-hmm. What we are trying to do is create a force that is you know, has a certain social work component to it, mm-hmm. where we're going into communities and we're determining what are the issues, you know, and so we can aid and assist in wraparound services as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just enforcement. It's also getting to know the community, building trust, real engagement. So far from militarized equipment, we're really trying to build a police force that is much more representative of the population that it serves.
Our time is winding down. If it doesn't pass?
Well, if it doesn't pass, all of these various things that we're talking about that we might be able to have, we will not be able to have within our current budget strictures. You know, and as it goes now, the police are putting in a supplemental for overtime every year, you know, and these other items would just simply not be affordable under the current budget.
Would you have to then therefore consider that property tax increase perhaps?
Well, we would consider it, but I think that's very difficult. I think that's a very onerous way to go, and it's probably not possible.
Right. Going to have to end it right there, Steve Stenger. Thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate your time greatly. Thank you.
Opportunity to talk about Proposition P. We'll continue that conversation in just a moment.
Thank you.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Welcome back. More now on Proposition P, the proposed St. Louis County sales tax increase to support county police departments. Earlier on the program, we heard from County Executive Steve Stenger, a proponent. Joining us now is Bob Nation, the mayor of Chesterfield. He is an opponent. Thank you so much, Bob, for being with us. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
What's wrong with P?
Well, Proposition P, first of all, I'll say that we are extremely supportive and respectful of law enforcement, not only in Chesterfield, but throughout the county and all the surrounding communities and throughout the country. I think, what this is all about, its very basic root is government, whether it be the county or municipalities or the state, looking for revenue to pay for services that are provided. I'd like to point out that there's an automatic built-in escalation feature of whether it be sales or property taxes, and government needs to learn how to live within its own means. As the amount of goods and services increases or the price of them increases, there's an automatic increase in the sales tax that goes along with that. Similarly, with property tax, as properties are reevaluated and increased in assessed valuation, or additional development comes on the tax rolls, there's additional revenue without increasing the mill levy. There are several things wrong with this. I guess I would start out with by saying that the enabling statute that is referenced, which is RSMO 067.547, does not reference law enforcement or any purpose. It just gives a formula for the redistribution of the revenue. And I wonder if this may be a special law that might not be constitutional.
Excuse me, are you suggesting that the money therefore might not be used for public safety concerns?
Well, that's one hint. And then in addition to that, the term public safety is a generic term that is applicable to much of what government does. So therefore you muddy the waters as to what the actual purpose of the revenues would be for.
But we just heard from the county executive that the plan is to put two officers in cars, many cars, if not most,
right.
Increase salaries and enhance equipment and equipment needs.
Right. Well, if you start putting those to the numbers, I think, you know, may I back up and cover one other point?
Sure.
And I'll try to get to answering
sure.
your question
sure.
more specifically as far as the numbers go. But one of the biggest reasons, I made some notes here and tried to put them down in order of priority or what I thought was a good priority. And I'd like to say that one of the biggest reasons that I am opposed to this in out of concern for the entire St. Louis County. We have had a stagnant population for decades. I think much of that is due to natural urban sprawl, but also the lower cost of living in surrounding communities, surrounding counties. I think this creates an unhealthy economic environment where you have fewer shoppers to pay for goods and services that generate sales taxes for government to pay for services. Another factor is this would just be another factor that continues driving population out of the county.
You're saying that this sales tax would force people or cause people to leave St. Louis County?
I think it's one more factor that would continue to encourage people to leave St. Louis County.
Chesterfield stands to gain a couple of million bucks out of this if it passes.
Correct.
You're going to turn that down?
Well, I think that would be the responsible thing to do. I've had a number of other mayors tell me that they don't need the revenue, and even if this thing were to pass and it were stipulated that they would need to spend the additional revenues that their municipalities would receive, that, okay, they may do that, but the revenues that they were spending on law enforcement beforehand, they would spend elsewhere.
Yeah. Have you talked to your police chief about this?
Not a great deal, but
wouldn't he be somebody to talk to? That perspective.
You know, it's kind of I don't want to put pressure on him. This is kind of a thing. This is a political thing. The city, we cannot take as a city. We cannot take a stance to try to influence the public on whether to vote. I can do that as the mayor, but our city. Cannot take a stance. All we can do is try to educate the public.
But for you to come to an intelligent and reasoned decision, wouldn't it make sense to talk to the police chief about the department's needs and what have you?
It would make sense. I think I'm familiar with our police department and our mm-hmm. finances and the service that we provide without talking explicitly to him. My assumption, call it an assumption because, in an honest answer to your question, I have not talked to him at length. But my assumption is that we have plenty of revenues to pay for our police department. We have over 100 police officers. We believe that we have the finest police department in the county, second in size only to St. Louis County, that I believe has approximately 875 is the number they say. We spend $10 million on our police department, and we think that they're paid well. We think we provide excellent service. So. Without having explicitly talked to our chief, my assumption would be he would say we're just doing fine. We would not need the additional revenues, and I think that's the same in many other municipalities.
Well, Chesterfield has almost a unique status in St. Louis County. I mean, it's a more affluent community. There are many in the county, as you well know, and we've been through a lot in the last couple of years proving this, that are not so affluent and do have crime and safety issues. Do you have, I don't want to use the word compassion, but concerns about those communities and their needs?
Well, of course, yeah. that's one of the main things that municipalities do is they provide, law enforcement, public works and parks. One of the things I'd like to point out is that what's wrong with this, you asked me that, what's wrong with this? There is an overwhelming and lopsided disproportionality of where the revenues come from versus where it's going. Only approximately $16 million would be generated from the unincorporated portion of St. Louis County, whereas they would receive $46 million. And so it's like a $30 million gift. The majority, not just Chesterfield, but the majority of all the 90 municipalities within St. Louis County will be taxed considerably more than what they would receive if the taxes passed. I distributed a letter to the mayors of all the cities that would receive less than the additional amount that their businesses would be taxed. Collectively, they would be taxed $64 million while receiving only $34
million. Could you explain that to me? I'm not quite sure I'm following that,
sure.
How that works.
Okay, when you apply a half-cent sales tax, right, you know, throughout the county, mm-hmm, and you look and see how much additional revenue would be extracted from the businesses and, you know, stores, mm-hmm, within that municipality, the majority of the municipalities, there'd be more tax taken than what that municipality would receive. I mean, I could give you some examples and,
Give me one.
How about Florissant? Florissant, being the largest municipality, as the county executive said earlier, would receive approximately $2.6 million in accordance with their population. They would lose $900,000+. There would be approximately $3.5 million extracted in additional tax from their businesses. Bridgeton is another one. They would receive $500,000+, but they would be taxed, I think it's an additional $3.5 million.
Well, those are interesting numbers. I think most people would think that whatever they were taxed would be coming right back at them.
I think most people would assume that too. I think they would be astounded if they were to know the discrepancy within their municipality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, frankly, you know, another reason, if you ask why this doesn't make sense right now, and there are many reasons, but there are many different municipalities that have a police tax on the April ballot. So this would be, you know, a tax on top of a tax on top of a tax.
But doesn't all that also indicate that there are needs that they have for?
Well, and if they have needs, they should tax themselves. And just like as an example, I mean, you know, Bridgeton that I just mentioned. Okay, if they, you know, have revenue needs for whatever purpose, and they, you know, if this tax were passed, they get another $500,000, but they're taking out of their residents another $3.5 million. They would be better off passing an eighth of a cent tax unto themselves and keeping it themselves than taking four times as much with a half cent sales tax. I'm just looking at some of my notes here. Here's a couple other examples why this isn't a good idea. If the county were to receive $46 million on top of the $106 million that it currently spends on its 875-man mm-hmm. law enforcement, that's a 43% increase of their entire operating budget in one fell swoop. Chief Belmar says he'd like to hire 120 additional police officers. I guess the county executive said, you know, 110 would be enough. Well, you could pay each one of them $100,000 a year. That would only use $11 million of the $46 million. So, what would you do with the other $35 million?
Well, there are equipment needs, they say, and other needs that to which this money could be applied.
Right. Well, that's true, but I don't believe additional equipment would need to be purchased each and every year. You know, I would say, you know, where is the money going? Has this been discussed with county government? And if so, why hasn't then been shared with the public? You know, is it all going to police? What other intentions for the money are there beyond police? And again, the public safety term is a generic term that's applicable to much of what government does. You know, I'd say specify. You know, if they say two officers per car, how many cars are there? So let's do the math. These are promises that affect only 1/3 of the county population. If St. Louis County unincorporated population is approximately 321,000, the overall population of the county is 998,000. That's roughly a third. So, you know, we're providing for the needs of a third. You know, even on a ratio basis, the 875-man police force that St. Louis County has to provide law enforcement primarily for their unincorporated portion, I recognize some of that is probably contracted out to other municipalities, but they receive They receive reimbursement from those municipalities.
Our time is winding down. Do you want to put a bottom line on this and make one last pitch for your side in opposition to Proposition P?
Sure. One last thing. If this tax is increased by the voters, I've got a few other things to say, but I'll just wrap it up. This will be approximately a 25% increase in the local rate of sales tax since 2010. If you set aside the 4.225% of the sales tax that goes to the state. So, what's left over the county and the municipalities, it's, as I said, if you do the math, it's in excess of a 25% increase.
Well, folks obviously have some things to think about on the basis of what you've said here today and also, of course, what County Executive Stenger had to say earlier in this program. I want to thank you, Bob, so much for being with us and giving us your perspective on Proposition P. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much, Don. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.